The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, unlike your ancestors who ate and still died. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening. Today we are celebrating the feast of the body and blood of Christ, and we clearly heard in our gospel talking about I am the bread of life. And there's a line that struck me, remain in me and I will remain in you. And been reflecting about the word remain, it talks about dwellings. I will stay in your home. I will remain in your house for 1 year. And your son or your daughters will say, I will stay until college. I know you won't like that, but it happens. And what helps me to think about this word more and more, that if we see Christ's life from his birth till the cross, what did he do? He remained faithful to his disciples and to the people around him, to the point that he offended so many people as well, which we heard in our gospel story today. The Jewish people who heard about this, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, that is against the law. And most of the time, Jesus broke the law, not to be a rebellious person, but to teach them a new way. And for us, if we look at in our life, can you think of something that is changing our culture in terms of food? I'm going to stop. Can you think of something in our society that changed the culture and everything about food? When you go to the restaurant, you order your food, and the waiter or waitress put your food down on your table, what do we do? I need to get my cell phone. I need to take a picture of my food. And I had this experience back in Chicago, in Toronto, a couple of weeks ago, visiting my friends, but seeing their children doing the same thing. They're taking a picture of the food. And yeah, we can say it's bad, but for me, it's different. It arrives something different for me. That social media or taking a picture of your food is something creative for the young mind. And for us also adults, and we do that the same thing. There's a certain urgency that I have to get my phone to take a picture of my food. And that's exactly what happened in the gospel story. This is the reason why Jesus said, eat my flesh, drink my blood. There is a certain urgency for the people to hear this and also to teach this to these people so that their lives will be different and change. I want you to reflect on that a certain urgency in life is needed for us to learn and gain understanding. And that is what happened in our gospel story. Though it was so traumatic for some to hear this, but at the same time, you hear the word, you become what you eat. You become what you receive. Or, I can eat you up alive. And those are the words that we can hear in our world today. This afternoon, I celebrated baptism. There's three babies here. And one baby was hungry. It was about to go to the font and do the baptism. And then, what did his dad do? He put the bottle, and the baby stopped and took it away, and the baby cries. But we have to do the baptism. You know what happened? I've seen it all here at Holy Family especially. I did a baptism with a bottle on his mouth. And you know what? It's okay, because that calms the baby. The baby is hungry. What do? We give them food. Don't worry about the rules. Worry about what we do to serve one another. We serve that baby for his own sake. And that's what I want to reflect on the men in our lives, the fathers, the grandfathers, the mentors, the men that teach us about life. When I was visiting home, and most of you know I have three more brothers, and my job was to grill because it's easy. You time it for 6 minutes and you're done. So my dad, my three brothers, my mom and their girlfriends were having a big barbecue at home. And then my job, as I said, is to barbecue. I finished my job perfectly. So what I did, all those meat I put in a tray and then I put it back on the grill. There is a top and then I closed it back and I went away. I came back because the dinner is ready. And guess what? Father Mullen doesn't think. When I opened that lid, where did the meat go? Slid down. Oh boy, what did I do? This childish thinking of mine said, 5 minute rule. You can't do that. It's a glass tray. It's all over the place. Number two, I can go to the kitchen and wash it and put it back in the grill. No way. Thirdly, I better order pizza. That's the easiest way. How embarrassing it was, because it's the entire family. But at the same time, my brothers, even today, will never let go. They still have that memory. And what I want you to think about also is when we celebrate, when we eat together, watch your family. Especially when you have granddads, grandmom, what do? You talk about the past. You don't talk about the present. You talk about what happened 50 years ago, which the young kids could not even relate. That's why they're taking pictures. And now, that's what I said with the Eucharist. Do this in memory of me. Do this in memory of me. We come here to church to receive the body and blood of Christ for us to remember that Christ is what we eat and we become like Christ. Not Christ, like Christ. Christ that is compassion, merciful, forgiving, and also welcoming. Now, since we celebrate the body and blood of Christ, for tonight especially, I want you to think about your grandfather, your dad who passed, who's not here with us physically, but you still remember them. And also any memories of your family that brings you closer together. And during communion, bring them to the altar. Whether you receive the body and blood of Christ today, come forward to receive the blessing. Because what I learned here at Holy Family, I learned this with so many people, from Monsignor Clem to Don, Frank, Cambria, and they always say, everybody's welcome. And I think whatever we carry in our hearts today, whatever we carry in our minds today, we bring to the table so that we become one memory of Holy Family even our visitors who are visiting us today. Bring them all up, because our memory is Christ, today and forever. Amen. Now, forgive me, dads, or the men of our congregation, I have to embarrass you today. We do it once a year, and we will survive. I'm going to ask the dads, grandfathers, stepdads, single dads, teachers, religious, or any men in our congregation who became mentors or fathers of anyone in this world to please stand up, because we will be praying for you.